Welcome to theguardshow.us daily, ringside physician night. Our ringside physician has just examined the entire audience, found you all slightly inflamed, probably under-tapered, and has reluctantly cleared you to listen. One question, 15 wisdom traditions. Let's see how long your body takes to recover from this one.
TheGodShow.us is a free, daily multilingual project where one question gets answered through 15 wisdom traditions. Find today's question, ask your own, and learn your personal belief profile at TheGodShow.us. Today's question, when your body starts taking longer to recover than it did, how do you decide whether you're still training or just refusing to stop? Answer, yes, you're still training. And you honor the long game. Keep compounding, build the thing. Answer no, you're refusing to stop, and you protect the body you actually have, but you also have to face who you are when you're not performing it. Same soreness, completely different reckoning. When your body takes longer to recover, how do you decide? Taoism opens with a story, and it's almost unfair how precise it is. A bellows maker who can't stop working the handle? Not because the forge needs heat, but because stillness feels like confession. The bellows tears at its own seam. He calls it dedication. The forge goes cold anyway. And Taoism just leaves you there, holding two pieces of leather with this line. The space inside the bellows is what moves the air. The emptiness is the function. Rest isn't a gap in training. It's the mechanism.
Buddhism comes in right behind that and removes the philosophical cushion. It points at a specific morning, not a concept, a morning, the one 3 weeks ago when the heaviness didn't lift by noon. And then it says, the question you're asking isn't a question. It's the sound of someone talking so the silence cannot answer. Buddhism would say that's not a koan and a diagnosis happening to rhyme. That's one thing.
Islam makes a move that a lot of people won't expect. It doesn't say listen to your body because the body is wise. It says the body is an amana. A trust held on behalf of God, and when it slows, the slowing is the decree, not an obstacle to the plan. The plan. And then it names exactly what the refusing to stop feeling is, the nafs dressing stubbornness up as sincerity. The cruelest part, Islam says, is how righteous it feels from the inside.
Stoicism comes at this from a completely different angle. Not the body is sacred, but the verdict as a choice. The extra day of aching is data. The shame you staple to it is not. Marcus Aurelius in the Meditations writes to himself, you could leave life right now, meaning strip the story off and see what's actually here. Slower recovery is a fact. The judgment that it sentences you is yours and only yours, which in Stoic terms means you can put it down.
Forrest Gump shows up in the pop culture oracle, and I'll be honest, it's doing real work today. Forrest runs across the country for years with no training philosophy, no periodization, no nothing. And then one day mid-stride in Utah, he just stops and says, I'm pretty tired. I think I'll go home now. And the oracle's read is that the stopping wasn't the strange part. The strange part was everyone acting like it was. Your body already stopped. You're still on the bench eating the chocolate. That's not training. That's haunting yourself. What got under my skin today, and I mean actually under it, is how absurdism named the exact look. Someone's jaw set in a way that looked like discipline and turned out to be terror in discipline's clothes. I've made that face. If you've made it too, tomorrow might be worth showing up for.
The ringside physician has reviewed the bout footage and submitted his official finding. The audience absorbed significant philosophical impact to the shoulder complex, the ego, and one poorly defended left knee, and is cleared to return to activity. Pending 48 hours of honest rest. No tape, no ice, just honesty. TheGodShow.us is free, daily, and multilingual, and it stays that way because listeners choose to support it. You can do that at TheGodShow.us. TheGodShow.us would like to thank our sponsor, Typeset.us. when generic web typography is letting you down. Refine your work for free using typeset.us. And thanks to dyorkmusic.com for our dark rock intro tune. The physician has filed his report, packed his bag, and left the building. The forge is cold. The bellows is on the floor in two pieces. And someone in Utah just sat down on the side of the road and felt the whole thing lift. See you tomorrow for our take on the God Show's question of the day.